do that, dude? Do you guys kind of look at yourself as in the playoff hunt, or don't you think about that?
I mean, Coach, today was the first day Coach might have brought it up. He said he don't know what's going to go on, but he just wants to continue to just going out there and doing what we've been doing, and that's fighting, playing good football, and just continuing to just keep pushing. You know what I'm saying?
What's the strength of this team right now? Why do you think you've gotten close to 500 when you look at the totality of this season?
Just the fight in the team. You know, guys come out each and every day. Out of all the adversity, you know, we've been through, you know, not to bring up anything old, but the things that the team's been going through, you know, the obstacles we've been going through, and for us to keep coming out day in and day out, you know, and just fighting, coming to practice, you know, showing up every day at practice, working hard, you know, just for the guy right next to you, you know, a guy on your team, you know, so continue to just keep pushing, continue to keep fighting, you know, and I think that's been taking us so far.
They got that new outdoor facility or the heat up. Have you guys even been outside to practice and used that thing?
Maybe Chicago week, but with the next 2 weeks we got going on, you know, we're not going to have to go outside at all. So.
And that's okay with you?
That's fine with me. Oh, that's very fine with me. Yes, sir.
What did Zimmer say about the playoffs? You mentioned you brought it up this week.
He was just talking about, you know, don't worry about it. You know, he really don't know what's going on, but with the things looking, you just want to continue fighting because at the end of the day, you never know what's going
to
go on.
Is it important to have that goal? I mean, remote as it may be, but it's still there.
It's always important, you know, but you don't want to find yourself just like going out there and focusing on just one thing. You just want to go focus on, you know, continue playing as a team, continue playing hard, and continue to go out there and try to get the victory no matter what.
Does that still help a little bit, though?
Yes, sir. You know, just that reward, you know, in the back of your mind, knowing that, you know, if we continue to play the way we're playing, you know, that's still a chance, you know, so, but you don't want to get your hopes too high, you know, so you just want to continue to keep playing fundamental football.
What's to say about this team? That you guys got a win last Sunday, but I got the impression afterward you guys weren't altogether satisfied with the effort.
Oh, no, we weren't satisfied at all. And just for the simple fact that, you know, in NFL is hard to win. You know, it's hard to win, but we pulled out a victory. But we just thought, you know, the way we prepared, you know, going into that game, you know, that we didn't go out there and, you know, show it, you know. So I believe, as well as just the rest of the team, that we didn't do what we wanted to do out there, but we still put out the victory.
You've been given an indication if it'll be you this week again?
I'm not exactly sure. You know, I've been taking a lot of first team reps, you know, today, walk through and things like that. But, you know, I'm not going to call any numbers or anything like that. So just wait, just continue to keep doing what I'm doing.
Detroit offense, it's got some weapons.
Yes,
give me the scouting report on the Lions offense.
Out there, you know, you got a great receiver, I got great backs, you got a great quarterback, you know, so we're out there and we just got to play team football, and that's going to get us what we need, that's going to get us what we want, you know, and just continue to do our job, you know, when the plays come to us, make the plays, you know, and just continue doing the job.
How many times have you gone back and watched your touchdown?
I'm not going to lie, I did watch it a lot, you know, just for some fact, it was my first time ever, you know, but it's just a blessing to even be in the position, you know, so.
How many people did you hear from? Give or take.
A lot of people that I didn't hear from before.
Do you feel like you're kind of in an evaluation period right now, like you're trying to show coaches what you can do next year?
Yes, sir. And I think I've been in that, you know, from the beginning of the season, all the way back to training camp, OTA, things like that. You know, I've been trying to show them, you know, not that, you know, I'm worthy to just play on the team, you know, but I'm able to be a leader on the team and I'm able to be a big playmaker for them. So.
What do you remember from that I think it was the first drive against the Lions last time around? I know that you were matched up with Theo Riddick.
Oh yeah. No, he just, like I said, our first time playing them, he made a great play. You know, he it was a route we studied on, thinking Reggie Bush was going to run it. They put a different guy in there because Reggie Bush didn't show up that week, and he ran it just as well as Reggie Bush did. You know, so getting there, continue to break down the film from last game, continue to break down the film that they previously played. You know, get out there and just do our job.
How was Teddy's maybe comfort in the